This morning we are going to look into the Gospel of Mark.
今天早上我们要来看马可福音。
Turning your Bibles to the 8th chapter of Mark.
如果你有圣经的话，麻烦你翻到马可福音第八章。
Are there any other Bibles back there that we can share?
我们请
Or were they distributed?
我们请阿舍帮我们把圣经给大家。如果没有圣经的话，你可以举个手，让那个阿舍可以把圣经拿给你。
Okay, we need some Bibles over here. That's good. Right here, a couple of hands went up. Thank you. Thank you very much for.
谢谢你们帮我们发圣经。
Bibles.Chinese, yes. Good. Now, I want to explain why we're passing out Bibles and not using the projector.
我想解释一下为什么我们要使用圣经而不是放在 PowerPoint 上面。
Usually, we put the verses on the screen.
通常我们会把经文放在我们的大荧幕上面。
But from now on, when I preach here, we will use Bibles in front of us.
但从现在开始，只要是我来讲到的话，我们就要来读圣经，用圣经，就没有大荧幕的圣经文了。
I want you to get used to using your Bibles.
我要你们习惯来用圣经。
And, it may be in your iPad or cell phone,
或是 iPad 上面。
But you bring whatever you use for your personal reading and growth.
不管怎么样，就是使用你们念圣经的方式，就是把它带到这边来。
We are in the 8th chapter of Mark.And I'm going to begin reading verse 14 through 21.
我们在马可福音第八章，那我先从14节念到21节。
I'll read it first in the English, and then Corinne will read it in the Mandarin.
英文先读，中文后读。
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf.They had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast or the leaven of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They, that is the disciples, discussed this with one another and said, It is because we have no bread. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them,Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? They answered, 7. He said to them, Do you still not understand?
中文一起来读。门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了一个饼，没有别的食物。耶稣嘱咐他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人的教和西律的教。他们彼此议论说：‘这是因为我们没有饼吧？’耶稣看出来就说：‘你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟吗？还不明白吗？你们的心还是愚顽吗？你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？’”也不记得吗？我擘开那5个饼，分给5000人。你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？他们说12个。又擘开那7个饼，分给4000人。你们收拾的零碎装满了多少筐子呢？他们说7个。 耶稣说，你们还是不明白吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, we invite you to come and be our teacher.
圣灵的主啊，我们邀请你来到我们心中做我们的导师。
We need to do more than simply learn with our minds.
我们需要比仅仅是用我们的心来学，还要做更多。
We want you to reveal truth to our hearts.
我们需要你来向我们的心来彰显你的真理。
And for that, we know we need the Holy Spirit.
因为这样子，我们正是知道我们需要圣灵。
To that end, O God, we open our hearts to you and ask that you teach us.
因着这个缘故，主啊，我们邀请圣灵进来，来教导我们。
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
借着我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Have you ever met anyone that has had a real impact or effect on your life?
你们是不是有碰过什么样的人在你生命当中对你有蛮大的影响？
If I were to ask you who it was, could you do it right now?
如果想问你说那些人是谁，你有办法想到吗？
Think for just a moment.
你们稍微想一下。
Who has had great influence in your life?
哪些人曾经在你的生命当中有放下巨大的影响？
I can remember 60 years ago.
我记得60年前。
There was a preacher of a fairly big church.
在一个蛮大的教会的一个布道家。
And he invited me to come and preach.
他邀请我到他的教会去讲道。
I was just in college.
我才在大学。
But that preacher had heard me speak and believed that I might become a good preacher.
那个布道家曾经听过我讲道，他也相信我可能会成为一个很好的布道家。
And he wanted to help me.
那他要来帮助我。
And so I, on several occasions, went.And preached to his congregation.
所以曾经有那么几次，我就到他的教会去讲道。
When I was done preaching, he would take me to his office.
那当我讲道完之后，他会把我带到他的办公室去。
He would make suggestions about the message.
他会对我所讲的道有些建议。
And several times in the office, he would preach to me.
那有几次呢，在他的办公室呢，他就当场这边就是对我来讲道。
Now this was a great preacher.
这是一个蛮伟大的一个布道家。
And I can remember him pacing back and forth and preaching a sermon to me like there were 1,000 people in front of him.
那我很清晰的记得在那个房间里面他前前后后走路对我一个人在那样讲道，他讲道的方式好像在对上千人讲道一样。
I can see the perspiration, the sweat on his face.
我可以看他额头上冒着汗。
And he'd stop and say, Jimmy, you can preach this message.
然后他会对我说 ,Jimmy, 你可以这样像我这样子一样来讲这个道。
I learned more from him about preaching than I ever learned in all the schools to which I went.
我向他所学习的远远超过我在学校学习的关于讲道方面。
He had a powerful effect upon me.
他对我有个巨大的影响。
I watched him.
我看着他。
I listened to him.
我听着他。
And it really changed the way I preached.
然后他的确影响了我讲道的方式。
Do you remember someone that impacted your life?
你是不是记得曾经有人影响了你的生命？
Well, think about what it would have been like to have walked with Jesus.
那因着这个方式，你来想想看，如果你是跟着耶稣一同行走呢？
You see, he was doing the same thing for his disciples.
耶稣做着跟对他的门徒做着同样的事情。
He was showing them the power of God.
耶稣对他的门徒彰显伟大的上帝的能力。
He was teaching them eternal truth.
他在教导他的门徒那个永生的那样的真理。
And I'm sure if you and I had been there, it would have had great impact on our lives.
我想，如果你我当时也在那边的话，我们可能对我们的生命会有很大的影响。
But in this story in Mark, we find that somehow, somewhere, these disciples had not yet really been affected or impacted.
但是在我们刚刚读的这个经文当中，我们可以发觉这些门徒似乎好像没有被影响，被改变了。
They're in the boat going to the other side of the lake.
他们在船上头，他们要到海的另外一边。
They realize they'd only brought one loaf of bread with them.
他们突然发觉他们只带了一个饼。
Remember, a loaf of bread was little more than that big around and maybe that thick.
那一个饼可能是这么大，然后这么厚而已。
Not very much for 13 people.
对十三个人来讲，实在是很不够。
About that time, Jesus said, "Be careful of the yeast or the leaven of the Pharisees and the followers of Herod."
那个时候耶稣已经跟他们提到说，你们要小心那个法利赛人跟西律人他们的那个教要小心。
They didn't quite understand what Jesus was meaning by that.
但是门徒不是那么清楚耶稣到底在说什么。
And so they began to talk together.
所以他们开始彼此议论。
Do you think it's because we only brought one loaf of bread?
门徒彼此说，是因为我们只带了一块饼吗？
Jesus saw them talking and said, "What are you talking about?"
然后耶稣听见他们这样谈的时候，耶稣跟他们讲说，你们在说什么？
He then, in this short passage, fired off 9 questions at them.
然后接着耶稣就在这段经文当中发问的九个问题。
He said, "Why are you talking about not having any bread?"
耶稣说，你们为什么谈论不够面包不够饼呢？
Do you still not see and understand?
你们还是看不见，还是不明白吗？
Are your hearts hardened?
你的心是不是很硬了呢？
Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear?
你们有眼却看不到，有耳却听不见。
And don't you remember?
你们不记得了吗？
When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls did you pick up?
我曾经为五千人用五个饼来喂饱他们，那有多少剩下的你们收拾了多少筐呢？
When I broke the 7 loaves and fed the 4,000, how many basketfuls did you pick up?
当我们那四千人剥了七个饼的时候，有多少剩下来的你们装的筐呢？
Do you still not understand?
你们仍然不明白吗？
I think Jesus may have been gentle with them.
我想耶稣在这个时候是对他们是还是蛮温和的。
But I'm sure he was frustrated.
但是我想耶稣当时的心情应该是有点挫败。
They still didn't quite understand.
他们仍然不是那么明白。
Now they had seen Jesus heal a woman who had a disease of blood.
他们已经亲眼目睹了耶稣医治那个血漏症的女人。
They had watched Jesus cast out demons.
他们亲眼看见耶稣把鬼从人身上驱开。
They saw Jesus raise the young girl from the dead.
他们亲眼看到耶稣怎么把一个小女孩从死里复活过来。
Twice they had seen Jesus feed thousands of people.
他们有两次的经验，他们亲眼看见耶稣他怎么样喂饱了这么多的人。
But they still didn't understand.
但他们仍然不明白。
That's why Jesus said, "Is your heart hardened?"
那是也是为什么耶稣说你们的心是变硬了吗？
You have eyes, but you don't see.
你有眼睛却看不到。
You have ears, but you don't seem to hear.
你有耳朵，但是你却听不到。
What difference ought it to have made in the lives of the disciples that they had followed Jesus?
门徒的生命当中，他们跟随耶稣这么久，但是他们对他们生命来讲有什么样的影响呢？
I want to ask the same question of you this morning.
我一样精神要问你们一样的问题。
What difference is it making in your life because you've seen God at work and have heard what he teaches?
你们已经看到神的功，然后你们听见神的道怎么样的教导我们，但是对你们生命来说做了什么样的影响呢？
As a Christian, if you're witnessing the work of God and the teaching of Jesus, your faith ought to be built up.
成为基督徒，我们亲眼看到神的他的动的功，还有我们亲眼听到上看到上帝听到上帝的教导，这对我们的信心是应该会增加很多的。
You should be gaining great confidence in God's presence and power.
你们对神的同在跟他的能力应该是充满信心的。
You should be learning more about what it means to be stable in a world that's full of turmoil and violence.
在一个你们身处这个时代是充满了暴力、充满了不确定的当中的时候，我们仍然可以学习到，因着我们跟耶稣同行的关系，可以学习到，在这样的环境当中，我们可以很平稳的往前行。
Let me say it another way.
那我换个方式说。
If you're following Jesus, you ought to be changing by the day, the week, the month, the year.
如果你相信耶稣基督了，你跟着你的时间的每天、每日、每月，你是会跟你的生命会跟着一起改变的。
But we don't see this in the church.
但是我们在教会当中，我们看不到这样子的改变。
We're not seeing the kind of powerful working among the people that we ought to be seeing if we're trusting Him.
如果我们真的是相信耶稣基督的话，我们在教会当中，我们应该是可以看得到的，但是我们却看不到上帝那个功的那样子伟大的那样的作为。
What's the problem?
问题在哪儿？
Well, the scriptures show us that there are two things.
经文里面提到有两点会造成这样子的问题。
The scripture refers to the calloused heart of one who has eyes but does not see, and ears but does not hear.
经文里面提到说，有眼看不到，有耳朵听不到，是因为我们的心已经长得厚厚的茧了。
Being calloused or hardened means that we deliberately turn aside from what we see and hear.
我们心长得厚厚的茧，我们的心变硬，就是我们这是故意的。转眼不去看 不去走去看我们该看我们看到的我们学习到的我们就是不要去走那条路。
I believe my friends that we are facing a moment of serious danger in the church of Jesus Christ.
我像朋友们我相信我们今天在我们现在的教会当中我面临一个相当大的危机。
Our pews and chairs are filled with peopleThat have been seeing and hearing for years, but there's no difference in their lives.
我们教会的桌子，我们的椅子充满了人群，已经听过了神的道，已经好多年了，但是生命却没有被改变。
And the danger is, followers of Jesus Christ are becoming hardened to the call and work of the Holy Spirit.
这个危险在于我们被呼召的基督徒已经心变硬了，对于上帝的呼召跟上帝的能力已经完全忽视了。
Turn with me to the book of James.
请大家翻到雅各书。
The book of James.
雅各书。
Not as easily found as the Gospels.
是在新约圣经里头不是很容易找到的。
It follows Hebrews.
在希伯来书。
And comes right before 1st and 2nd Peter.
在彼得前后书。
James, the first chapter, verse 22.
雅各书第一章第二十二节。
Peter says, Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
彼得这么说，他说只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Let me take a moment to unpack that for you.
那我来更仔细地说明。
He says, you listen, you hear the truth.
他说你们听的，你们听到那些真理。
But all you do is listen.
但是你们唯一做的事情就是在那边听。
And then you deceive yourself by doing nothing about it.
然后你们自己欺哄自己，因为你们没有采取任何行动。
And there's a great deal of self-deception in the church today.
今天在教会当中，这种自己欺哄自己的行为是很多的。
People who call themselves Christians.
那些自称是基督徒的人。
They come and they sing the songs and they listen to the sermons.
那么来，然后听一起来唱诗歌敬拜，然后听着讲道。
They even go to Bible study or Sunday school.
他们甚至去查经，去参加主日学。
But there's nothing happening in their lives.
但是他们生命当中却没有任何改变。
Let's look further at this. First chapter of Peter.
那我们继续往下看。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Do what it says.
你听到的就是行。
Self-deception is one of the greatest evils in our society.
在我们社会当中最邪恶的事情就是自己欺骗自己。
Verse 23
这样说。
Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a person who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself or herself goes away and immediately forgets what he or she looks like.
因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，他随即忘了他自己的相貌如何。
You see, the Word of God has a way of breaking into your heart and revealing the real nature of your life.
你看，上帝的道，它有一个非常强大的能力，能够进到你的心里头来看到你自己现在目前的状况。
Jesus says the Holy Spirit has come.To convict of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come.
圣灵来是叫使人知罪，使人能够在被赦罪被得赦免。
And that conviction is for Christians as well as those who do not know Christ.
这些是为那些称为基督徒或者是已经接受主为救主的人。
And so we go, and the word is proclaimed.And we see ourselves as we really are.
所以这个道已经被说出去了，我们也自己称为自己是。
We know we haven't been reading the word as we ought.
我们知道我们应该坐下来读这些话语。
We know we've not been spending time in prayer.
我们知道我们根本没有花时间好好祷告。
We know we have not been faithful to worship each week.
我们知道我们没有忠心每一周在神面前来敬拜他。
We know we have not been giving to the kingdom of God from our wages what we ought to give.
我们知道因着我们的罪神为我们付上的代价的那样子的一个成圣东西并没有我们并没有去活出来。
And the Holy Spirit reveals this.
圣灵在我们心中会彰显我们这样的状况。
And we sit and say, yes, I guess that's true.
然后我们坐在这里，我们就说，哦，对呀，那可能是真的。
But then we go and we don't do anything about it.
然后我们离开了，我们还是一样什么都不做。
And self-deception is the basis of a heart growing hard.
这种自我欺哄是心变硬的一个开端，一个开启的东的。
That's when we begin to become callous or hardened to the word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们对神的道还有神圣灵的工，我们开始变硬了。我们开始已经听得太习惯，我们已经免疫了。
I know this is not easy to hear.
我知道这篇道不是那么容易听。
It is not even easy to preach.
也不是一篇很容易讲的道。
It's what we refer to as prophetic preaching.
这是我们提到是在我们
It is the word of God. It is the word of God to his people.
这个是, 神对他的子民所做的工,
that you hear it, but you don't do it.
你听到了,
Along with being calloused, the scripture says again and again, it is because we are rebellious.
除了我们的心长了茧，对神的道已经硬心了之外，另外一个原因是我们的心是很具有叛逆性的。
You understand what it means to be a rebel.
你知道什么是叛逆哦?
Whatever you say, I'm going to do something else.
不管你说什么，我就是往另外一个方向去走。
That's the rebellious nature with which we're born.
这是我们与生俱来的一个反叛的心。
It's called sin.
它的名字叫做罪。
I want to do things my way.
我要用我的方式来做事。
I know God is speaking to me, but, well, God, you don't understand my situation.
我知道上帝在对我说话，但是上帝你并不明白我目前的状态。
I hear you speaking, but I can't do that.
我听到主你在对我说，但是我就是没办法这样做。
Or, God, I know what you're telling me, but that costs too much.
我知道神你在跟我说什么，但是我要付的代价太大了。People
may make fun of me.
可能人们会嘲笑我。It
may threaten my job.
可能我的工作会被威胁。It's
just going to cost too much if my family doesn't understand.
如果家人也不了解我这样去做的话，对我来说，负压力负担太大。
I can't do what you're saying, God.
没办法做上帝你所对我所说的。
Oh, well, I will, but I'm not ready to do it yet.
上帝，我可能会做，但是不是现在。
Someday, Lord, I'll get around to it, but right now I'm very busy.
上帝，有一天我真的会做，但是现在我太忙了。
We have a lot of excuses.
我们有许许多多的借口。
And in every one of them, there's a rebellious spirit.
在每一个借口当中，都彰显了我们叛逆的心。
I can't tell you how many people I have met who at one time were called to the ministry but never followed the call.
我看过太多的人，曾经被神呼召来进入一个事工，但是他们终究没有进到神呼召的那样的事工。
Over nearly 65 years of ministry, I have met dozens.
在我65年的讲道服事过程当中，我超过12个这样的人。
This is what it sounds like.
这个是听起来的那个状态。
Pastor Jim, when I was in college, I knew God called me to the mission field.
牧师，在我大学时候，我就很清楚听到上帝呼召我进入宣教工厂。
But then I met this good-looking young man.
但是我碰到一个很帅的男孩子。
Or I met this very attractive young lady.
或是我碰到了一个很吸引我注意的一个女孩。
And we married.
然后我们结婚了。And
they didn't want to go to the mission field.
然后他们不要进入宣教工厂。
So I've never done what God called me to do.
所以我没办法去做上帝呼召我去做的。
Can I get personal with you?
我可以讲一些更针对你们的话吗?
This is probably more personal than I should be.
这可能是我讲道当中最针对我们个人的一篇。
Probably 40 years ago or 30 years ago, my oldest son sat in a car as we were leaving a camp where we had ministered together.
40还是30年前，我跟我的孩子，我们坐在车里头，我们刚刚离开我们服侍的一个退休会。
We'd been there for a whole week.
我们在那边已经一个星期了。He
led the singing and sang, and I preached.
他带领诗歌敬拜，那我来讲道。
A great team.
我们真是很棒的一个团队。
But as we were driving, he began to cry.
当我们开车离开的时候，我儿子开始哭泣。
He was still in college at the time.
他那时候还在大学。
Studying to be a teacher.
他在受训要装备成为一个老师。
He is an athlete.
他是一个运动员。
He wanted to be a gym teacher and a coach.
他想要成为学校的一个球队的教练或是体育老师。
The tears running down his face, he said, "Dad, I know that God wants me to preach."
然后他就跟我说，爸爸，我知道上帝呼召我要当一个布道家。然后他的眼泪就不停地流下来。
He may have been about 20, 22 at the time, I don't recall.
他可能是20或22岁左右。
But a whole series of events.
但是许许多多一连串的事件发生。
Turmoil in his life.
他生命当中有许许多的起伏。
A series of different jobs, none of which really came together for him.
他生命过程一连串的不同的工作，没有一个很顺遂。
A father of two sons.
两个孩子的爸爸。
It broke my heart.
我的心真的是碎了。
Six years ago, is it now?
六年前
he became the pastor of a church in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
他成了一个宾州一个 Mechanic 教会的牧师。
He's 58.
他已经58岁了。
And he and I have talked, and literally we have cried together.
我们谈论了很多，然后我们真的是彼此在那边完全的在那边哭泣。
He looks back and says, "Oh, those wasted years."
因为他回顾自己的生命，他发觉他浪费了这么多的时间。
There may be some of you sitting here right now that knew that God had something other for you, but you rebelled.
我们当中可能也有人自晓得上帝呼召了你去做什么事情，但是你是叛逆的，你没有去做。
The tears will flow.
眼泪有一天一定会流下来。
Because God knows best.
因为上帝知道。
But you said, "No, Lord, I want to do it my way."
但是你跟上帝说不，我要走我自己的路。
Turn to the prophecy of Isaiah.
请翻到以赛亚书。
The 30th chapter of Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十章。
You remember Isaiah was calling the children of God back to a place of being faithful to the God who had called them.
以赛亚那个时候在呼召神的子民。按着上帝的呼召使他的子民回转向神。
But they had defiled the temple.
但是他们并没有他们圣殿被摧毁。
They turned their back on God to do it their way.
他们悖逆的神按着他们的自己的方式去做，没有按着神的方式去做。
Verse 8, chapter 30.
第八章。好吧，三十章第八节。
God says, "Isaiah, go now, write it on a tablet for them, inscribe it on a scroll, that for days to come it may be an everlasting witness."
他说：“现今你去，在他们面前将这话刻在板上，写在书上，以便传流后世，直到永永远远。”
What is it God is telling Isaiah to hold up to them?
这边上帝是呼召以赛亚要做什么呢？要什么把什么存留住呢
？Verse 9,
第九节。
These are rebellious people.
这他们是悖逆的百姓。
Deceitful children.
说谎的儿女。
Children unwilling to listen to the Lord's instruction.
不肯听从耶和华训诲的儿女。
What happens when you turn your back on God's call on your life and become rebellious? What happens?
当 你背逆的神对你呼召的时候，什么事会发生？
Right away, we see people stop coming to worship regularly.
马上我们就可以看到这些人，他就不来教会聚会了。
They don't come to the Bible study anymore.
他也不来参加查经。
They don't look for fellowship with the believers.
他们也不再去寻求跟主儿女的一同的团契。
When we become rebellious, we also become very sensitive to what people are saying about God.
当我们对神有叛逆的心的时候，我们对人们怎么描述上帝的时候，我们又非常的敏感。
That's what happened to these people.
这是正在发生在我们刚刚念到经文的那些人身上。
They were rebellious and they were steeped in self-deception.
他们是很悖逆的，但他们在他自己的那个坚固的那个心当中，他们是非常坚持的。
Look at verse 10.
看第十节。
They say to the seers, "See no more visions," and to the prophets, "Give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things. Prophesy illusions or dreams."
他们对先知说不要望见不吉利的事，对先知说不要向我们讲正直的话，要向我们说柔和的话，要言虚幻的事。
The rebellious spirit doesn't want to listen to the voice of God through his word.
叛逆的灵使我们不想去听到上帝的话。
Verse 32. Verse 12.
那第十二节。
Therefore, this is what the Holy One of Israel says, because you have rejected this message, relied on oppression, and depended on deceit.
这边说到，所以以色列的圣者如此说，因为你们藐视这训诲的话，你们依赖欺压和规避，以此为可靠的。
This sin.That is the sin of rebellion and deceit. This sin will become for you like a high wall, cracked and bulging, that collapses suddenly in an instant.
故此，这罪孽是什么的罪？是悖逆的罪，在你们身上好像将要破裂突出来的高墙，顷刻之间忽然坍塌。
In other words, he says.Destruction is coming.
换句话说，毁灭就来临了。
Turn just a few pages to Ezekiel.
再往后翻一些，我们翻到以西结书。
The 12th chapter.
第十二节啊，十二章。
And in Ezekiel 12:1-2, we hear almost the same words of Jesus.To his disciples.
以西结书十二章一到二节，我们看到的是几乎是完全是耶稣对他门徒说的话。
Ezekiel says, "The word of the Lord came to me, son of man. You're living among a rebellious people. They have eyes to see, but do not see, and ears to hear, but do not hear, for they are a rebellious people."
他这样说，耶和华的话又临到我说，人子啊，你住在悖逆的家中，他们有眼睛看不见，有耳朵听不见，因为他们是悖逆之家。
We live in a generation of rebellious people.
我们活在是一个悖逆的时代。
We find all throughout society, right up to our Supreme Court, a defying of people who are determined to live according to God's call.
我们可以看到，从我们的所属社会到我们的最高法院，我们可以看到人们不断的悖逆神，悖逆神的道。
And that rebellion and deception begins to penetrate and move through the congregations.
那这样的悖逆、这样的欺骗开始渗透到我们的教会当中。
And we lose that sense of the power and the moving of the Holy Spirit.
因此，我们失去了。上帝圣灵的那个能力，还有那个在我们当中运作的那个伟大的能力。
You want to do it your way.
你要按着你的方式做。
Not God's way.
不是上帝的方式。
Some years ago, there was a song that became very popular in America.
几年前有一首歌啊，在美国是个非常流行的歌。
And I was concerned when I sent this to Corinne because I said this might be a bit difficult to interpret.
那当我想到这首歌的时候，我就跟 Corinne 说，嗯，这个歌可能蛮难翻译的。
And then she said, "No, this song has been translated into Chinese."
然后我啊 ，Corinne 就跟我说，哦，不会，这首歌在中文是有翻译的。
Our people sing that song too.
啊，我们华人也唱那首歌。
Listen to the words of this song.
我们来听听这首歌说什么。
I call it the anthem of the unredeemed.
我称这个是一个未得救赎。是他们的主题歌。
So now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I say it clear.
现在我的末日将近，面临人生最后的落幕。我的朋友，我要说个清楚。
I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full.I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
我的朋友，我要说个清楚，向你讲述我的人生之路。我活过一个充实的人生，我经历过每一段路途，但是最重要的是，我用我自己的方式。
Catch the last verse.
你们听到最后一节怎么说的吗？
For what is man, what?Has he got? If not himself, then he has naught. To say the things he truly feels, not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows. I did it my way.
除了自己，我们一无所有。说出心里最真实的感受，而不是那些身不由己的话。时间证明了，我经受住了磨难，用我自己的方式。
Do any of you remember hearing that song?
是我们当中是否有人记得这首歌
？I did it my way.
这首歌是我用我自己的方式。
Frank Sinatra sang that.
是 Frank Sinatra 的歌。
And over and over, it was his anthem.
这是 Frank Sinatra 一首非常有名的歌。
But it's the anthem of the unredeemed.
但是是一首未得救赎人的主题曲。
It's the expression of the rebellious heart.
这是一个叛逆的人他心里面的那个写照。
And my friends, this is not just.Those who are not saved.
但是我的朋友们，这不是光去写实那些没有得救赎人的生命。
In Romans 7,
在罗马书第七章
，Paul says, "When I would do good, evil is present."
啊，保罗说，我想行善，但是却由不得我自己。
He says, "I don't want to do the evil. I want to do the good, but there's a war."Raging inside.
但是我不想行恶，我确实由着自己去行恶，因为我当中内里有一个征战。
The tendency to want to rebel.
我们有那个倾向，就是要来背逆神。
And do it my way.
用我自己的方式。
This is it, my friends.
就是这样子了，我的朋友们。
The question is, are you going to look in the mirror?And walk away and be deceived.
我的问题是说，你们要在照着镜子看到自己的样子，然后就离开了。
For it says in the next verse, there is the man who looks in the mirror and he does what he learns to do.
另外的经文讲到说，那个人照着镜子看到自己的样子，然后他决定要做一些事情。
And that man is blessed.
那样的人是受祝福的人。
Deception or blessing?
你要是成为欺哄的人，还是受祝福的人
？Christian brother and sister, to continue to listen and do nothing is to harden your heart toward God.
基督徒的弟兄姐妹们，你们听了很多的上帝的教导，然后你们继续做你们自己的方式去做，这个就是你们心对上帝的一个很变硬，一个反叛之心。
Are you ready to abandon your desires and your way to do the will and the way of God？
你是不是愿意放弃掉自己的要那种要掌控的那样子的方式，能够来守上帝的方式呢？
The option is yours this morning.
你今晨有这个选项。
Deception.
自我欺哄。
Blessing.
受祝福的。
His way.
他的方式。
Or your way.
是你的方式。
My friends, remember what God has done for you.
朋友们，记得上帝曾经为你所做的事情。
Hear the word of God.And do what it says.
听了上帝的话，然后去行他的道。
The option is yours.
你有这样的选项。
I believe with all of my heart that you're going to have to buy another 100 chairs for this room.
我深信你们可能还要再买100张的椅子在这个教会。
As soon as we rise up as a united people saying.His way only.
这当我们这是有一个合一的心来一同来大声宣告上帝的方式的话，这100张椅子肯定可以买得下来。
No deception. We want the blessing of God.
我们不要自我欺哄，我们要上帝的祝福。
Then you're going to have to do what He says do.
因此你们就必须要来行上帝所说的话。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Almighty God, I pray.For each of us here.
全能的上帝，我们为这边的每一个人来祷告。
For all of us who follow you, find a continual battle within.
主啊，我们每一个跟从你的人，我们真的是内里常常有持续不断在进行的那样的征战。
To hear the truth, but try to avoid it.
我们听到你的真理，但是我们却选择了去回避你。
To hear the truth.And rebel against it.
我们听到你的真理，但是我们就选择来背逆你。
We have our many excuses.
我们有这么多的借口。
But Lord, we know that you've given us no option.
但是主啊，我们知道你没有给我们任何另一条路去走。
You have called us to total surrender to your lordship in our lives.
你呼召我们在你的王，你是我们的王的这样一个底下，我们完全的委身，完全的顺服。
And we proclaim again, Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God.
我们再一次大声的宣告，主啊，你是那个永复活的主。
We will obey.
我们会顺服。
We will do your will.
我们会按着你的旨意去行。
And we pray God for the blessing.That we might be able to bless the world around us.
我们也祷告，求主你给我们这样的能力，可以去祝福我们周围的世界。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
我们靠着我们主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。Amen. Amen.